This session is part of the Indie Author Fringe Conference, a 3 times a year author conference fringe to the major publishing fairs London Book Fair, Book Expo America, and Frankfurt Book Fair. The Indie Author Fringe is run under the stewardship of the Alliance of Independent Authors, is organised by writers for writers, and is free to attend. Let's see who's sharing self-publishing insights in this session.
Hi, I'm Kathy Mice, founder of Bublish, and today I'm here to present Don't Launch Your Book Until You Follow These 6 Crucial Steps. All too often, I see great books that launch into silence because there is no plan in place to give the book a fighting chance. In today's book marketplace, everything is highly competitive. If you're a self-publisher, you need to bring your A game not only to the craft side, but also to the business side. So today we're going to talk about the 6 crucial business steps that you can take before launching your book. First, a little housekeeping and a little about me. I've been a professional writer and editor for as long as I can remember, 20 years in publishing and media, and I've been able to work for some of the biggest editorial brands in the world, including CBS and Forbes. I've seen extraordinary changes in the world of publishing. And right now, what authors need is new tools to successfully navigate a transformed book marketplace. And that's why I built my company, Bublish. Bublish is the world's first complete publishing system with built-in branding, marketing, and discoverability features. Authors can write, publish, promote, sell, and track their work on Bublish, all from one powerful dashboard. I hope you'll check us out. For free, you can start a free trial at Bublish.com. And if you like what you see, we've got an exclusive offer to celebrate Indie Author Fringe. So you can find the details on my conference speakers page, as well as details about our giveaway for Indie Author Fringe. We're very excited to be sponsors of this amazing event. On the housekeeping side, a few things. Right after we get off of this webinar, you can come over to Twitter if you're watching this live. And for about a half hour, we're going to answer your questions. We're at BublishMe on Twitter, and you can use the hashtag IAF16. So #, IAF16 on your tweets. That stands for Indie Author Fringe 16. And that'll put you into the conversation with us, and you can ask away. So take notes during the webinar, and you can ask me live afterward. Excuse me. Also, since we're going to cover a lot of things really quickly today, and there's a lot to learn about book launches, we've put together a quick 20-minute book launch audit. This is a great tool. It's 35 questions, and if you answer yes to 35, you're set to go. But if you start to answer no to some of the questions, it'll show you where you need to go back and do some research and do some preparation. So the URL for that is right here at the bottom of the screen. Download Bublish's free 20-minute book launch audit. You can write that down. I'm going to show you that URL another time towards the end of the presentation, so I hope you'll download that. So quickly, what we're going to cover today before we dive deeper into the 6 steps is, first of all, I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk about the foundations of a successful launch and the kind of mindset you need to have going into this to be successful. Then we're going to take the deep dive. Then I'm going to remind you about the Twitter chat and the downloadable book launch. That's what we're going to cover in our session. So how many of you have poured your heart and soul into writing a book, and when you're finished, you just uploaded it to Amazon and the other major retailers, and you thought it'll sell because it's really well written, it's a good story? Well, if you've done this, and many, many, many authors have, I feel your pain. In fact, I live your pain pretty much every day, because at Bublish, we meet authors who have done this all the time. You are not alone. Today, however, I am here to tell you that what you should be doing is planning for your book launch at least 6 to 9 months beforehand. And it should be something you're thinking about while you're writing your book. And I'm going to explain why in a couple of minutes. But starting with a timeline that allows you to successfully complete the 6 steps that we're going to explore today is a really great place to start. Have a plan. I also want you to have the mindset of being very specific about goals that you can measure. pre-launch activities, your launch activities, and your post-launch activities. This will really give you a very definitive feedback on things that are working and things that are not, and then that will allow you to adjust as you go along and learn and become better at what you do. So an example of a specific measurable goal might be, I will have 500 potential readers signed up for my email list before I launch, or I will have 30 reviews lined up by September 1st, something like this. And if I want you to know, if I cover a step as we're going through that you're not completely familiar with or you have limited knowledge about, I want you to research that topic. In fact, the first step, we're going to talk a lot about the importance of research before you launch a book. I don't want you to have the mindset there you're going to say, okay, I'll learn this later. I'm too busy to write. I'm writing my book right now. I'm too busy. Please don't do that. Just schedule a few hours each week to learn what you need to know in order to be successful as a publisher of your own work, as a publisher of your own work. And as you're setting measurable goals, you are going to be able to track your success and adjust to use the most effective messages, campaigns, and channels for your book launch. And as you learn this, you're going to save yourself time and money that you would have wasted on things that were less successful. So this is the last slide before we step into the different steps that we need to learn, the six crucial steps. But this is a really important one. And again, it's a mindset one. I'm going to confront you with a little tough love here. So I want you to stop thinking about your book as your baby and to start thinking about it as a product. And I know the minute that I say this, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. It's just irritating to hear it, but I promise you, if you can step back and think more like a traditional publisher, you're going to have more success. Yes, publishers get attached to projects too, but their job is to publish high quality books through their editorial and production teams, then to get those books in front of the right readers in the right places through their marketing, merchandising, PR, and publicity efforts, and to grow a fan base that the book and the author need to increase sales over time. So launching a book is a business. Make sure that you are comfortable wearing that hat, the publisher's hat, if you're going to succeed as a self-published author. Okay, let's dive into the steps now. So here they are in an overview. Step one is all about positioning your book correctly in the marketplace through research of your audience and genre. If you get this step right, your book will fit both into a category of books that are like yours and it will stand out. And there's an art and a science to that, and we're going to go deeper into that in a moment. Step two is about creating the social proof that you need to convince readers that your work is worth their time and money. Reviews and interviews will help you achieve this. And as a first-time author, this is very important to gain that social proof that you have quality work that is worth their time and money. Step three is about creating a channel to talk directly to your readers. Unless you are selling your books directly off your website and actually, you know, running the checkout and having them pay for the books to you, you will not be able to capture customer information. In other words, Amazon and the other major online retailers do not share customer information. You'll never know who's sampling your book or buying your book there. You have got to set up a system to gather names and emails so that you can keep your readers in the loop about your book projects and have a more intimate fan relationship with them, really. Step four, create a professional product, might seem obvious, but this is the biggest mistake I see in self-publishing. And again, this is about not thinking about your book like your baby, that everybody will love your baby. You got to think about it as a product, and people can be cruel. So you need to have a book that is competing, able to compete in a marketplace that is filled with millions and millions of books. Never in the history of mankind have there been more books available to readers and other media for that matter. So if you're not going to create a polished cover, a well-edited manuscript, and a professional professionally formatted book, don't even bother with the other steps. You have about 7 seconds to engage or turn off a potential reader. So you must create a professional product. Step 5, don't go it alone. Line up friends, family, readers, and other authors to help you. I'm going to show you how to do this shortly. And finally, step 6, it's the last but not least, create a content and campaign calendar. This step is all about showing you how organization and strategic planning can make marketing much more fun and effective, as well as prepare you to take advantage of certain seasonal opportunities and other opportunities that come along. And if you plan for them, you're going to have much more success in optimizing the return on those opportunities. So step 1, let's dive in deeper now. This is a page on Amazon. Step 1 is research your genre and your audience. So here is a revealing exercise. Make a list of 10 current popular books, indie and traditional, that are similar to yours. If you can make that list fairly quickly, you probably know quite a bit about your audience and your genre. But if you don't, stop writing and spend some time making that list a really strong list, and then study everything that you can about these books and their authors. Amazon is a great resource for this. So if you go to a genre, say mystery or romance or sci-fi, whatever, then start to study the categories and the subgenres. So that information is, first of all, listed on the left-hand side of the screen. You can click around and explore there. You can also scroll down to the area called product details that you see listed here on the screen. This is a product details of the book Miss E. And you'll notice this book, which is distributed by Bublish, made it to number 1 on Amazon's hot new releases on the day it was launched. This book is by a brand new author with no name recognition. So working with this author was a true pleasure because he really knows his audience and his genre. He reads his genre. He knows the authors. So he made his list really quickly. And you can see from the book's rankings in blue, the bestseller ranks, that the book was very well positioned for a very specific audience in a narrow category. So once you find out what your genre, your subgenre, your categories are, and you've found a really good fit that's as specific as possible for your book, I want you to begin to study everything you can about those 10 books. Study the covers of all those popular titles. Read the reviews that readers have left and also that the authors have been reviewed elsewhere outside the Amazon ecosystem. Excuse me. I'm just going to take a sip of coffee here. For example, in this particular book, you see the category called social and family issues. This is a young adult novel. And social and family issues is something that we were able to identify as something that was coming up in a lot of the very popular titles for young adults. So we were able to position it in this very popular category. This would not be something we would have known had the author not been able to direct us to other books to help with this placement. So I also want you to study the author bios. Look at the keywords they're putting in there. How do they describe themselves to start to build a brand around the specific genre that they're writing in? Study their websites, their blogs, their social channels. Follow their followers. Sign up for their newsletters. Google their name and the names of their books and find out who has interviewed them and profiled them. Read those interviews. I'm talking go deep, deep, deep. This is the most you can learn is by following this exercise. You're going to learn so much about how to position your book and where to start to look for reviews and publicity. Learn everything you can about this group of books and authors. They will not only be your competition, but they can serve as models for your success. And this is a step that should be taken while you are writing your book. Why? Because readers have certain expectations about voice and plot, sometimes even the age of their characters, and they change dependent on the genre and subgenres you're writing in. It's good to understand these things if you're trying to create a pleasurable, satisfying reading experience for those readers. And this is not about writing formulaic books, but rather understanding reader expectations and meeting it in your work. So don't launch your book until you have thoroughly researched your audience and genre. And again, if you have questions about this, please write them down and you can ask me after on Twitter. Step two, line up reviews and interviews. Now, typically I would not combine this, but I do have a reason for this. I have combined these two reviews and interviews onto one slide because sometimes to figure out the review system, how to get reviews, how to get them from the right audience so that they're strong reviews. So interviews with book bloggers and other authors in your genre that might be earlier in their career can sometimes be a bit easier, a place to start, and can lead to important exposure for your book. So I want you to line up opportunities for reviews and interviews about your book several months before your launch, 3 to 6 months. In addition to building the social proof you need to show the world that you are a quality, serious writer, you also need these links to interviews and reviews for other purposes. If a fellow author in your genre posts a link to your interview, either as a blog post on their website or as a link to a podcast, this can drive traffic to your website if you've appropriately got that set up. And especially if that author is an influencer and has a much larger audience than you do. So if that content that this author blogger creates is properly tagged for search engines like Google, these posts can start to inform the search engines that you are now an author and you've written a specific book about a certain subject or a certain genre. And the more this you can do to inform the search engines, the more of a web, the World Wide Web is in fact a web of information, the bigger the web you create around your particular name, titles, and subjects. And that's really important. And over time, it has a very strong effect on your discoverability as an author. So then you've got something to share on social media, links to this interview. And you can ask your friends and family to do the same. And you can add these links to your website, so recent interviews, recent reviews, and begin to, again, over time, have a network effect by helping you reach more readers in your targeted audience. To give you a recent example of how this has worked for one of our authors at Bublish, she wrote a nonfiction book on siblings, and before she launched, she reached out to her influential peers in journalism. That was her background. So she went back pretty much 20 years and just said, hey, listen, I'm writing a book. Would love to talk with you about it. She sent them an ARC, an advanced reader copy. You can see that as a tool, advanced reader copy. You'll see ARC sometimes. And one of the journalists mentioned her in an article that she had written for a prestigious magazine. Just one line. And this was right after this American author's book launched. So she got a call immediately from public radio in Australia. And this led to another interview in Canada on a radio station and a contact for to be quoted in an article. So a single mention of her book and the subject matter led to hundreds of book sales that were completely, there was no advertising dollars spent. It was just the fact that she had reached out well in advance and told everyone, this is what I'm writing. Here's a copy of the book. Take a look, keep me in mind. And it had a profound effect on her opening book sales. So you have to lay the groundwork for these type of seemingly serendipitous opportunities. And here's what you need to do that. So you're going to need an advanced reader copy or an ARC. And what that means is you've got the manuscript in great shape. It still might have to have a last proofread, some last minute formatting, but it's almost ready to publish. And you're doing this, remember, 3 to 6 months before your launch. So keep that in mind. You've also got a cover that's very close to final. It might not be 100% finished, but it gives a very strong essence of what's to come. And you can make that book available to reviewers in several formats. Some reviewers really want to read the book in print. Others are going to want a digital format. Others will take a PDF. You need to do that research before you send out any advanced reader copies. NetGalley, which I'm mentioning here, is a service that you can pay for to safely host advanced reader copies. They have thousands of registered reviewers who can review your book within their ecosystem. Another great place to find reviewers is on social media and especially Goodreads. So again, start your research early on this topic. Look for those people, identify those people, those review sites, the bloggers, the fellow authors, even the readers who will take a look at your book and either talk about you, interview you, or give you a review 3 to 6 months in advance. And I do want to mention something else called a sell sheet, which you can host on your website. This is a great thing to send along with your ARCs. This is not a step. This is a sub-step of the last step. And this is what they look like. Now, sell sheets traditionally are meant to sell books into bookstores. But for new authors who are trying to create a professional image as self-publishers, we recommend that you create a sell sheet very early on. You can see it's got a picture of the book cover and the author and a bio and a synopsis. Then it's got some facts around the books. If you Google images or templates for sell sheets, you'll find thousands of them. You can download free templates. And you can just create a PDF that you can print out in full color to send with your ARCs, or you can host this PDF as a downloadable element on your website. So that's a great thing to have on either your, if you have like a section on your website or a contact me section, you can add this as a downloadable element. And it gives you a really great professional look as an author, and especially coming out of the box, you know, when you're really trying to create a professional image for yourself. So we highly recommend that you do this and do the color printing, host on your website. Simple, you can do it yourself. It shouldn't cost you any money. And just to finish up step two, make sure that it also has great contact information on there. And finally, to create that measurable goal, I want you to create a spreadsheet, and I want you to identify and reach out to, say, 5 to 10 new contacts a week. 10 would be great. And as you put the information into your spreadsheet, you can put all the contact info, then you can do how the follow-up worked, when you followed up with them, what the outcome was. And this can be created as a spreadsheet in a Google Doc, very simple, and it's right there, and you can keep updating it, and it can be kind of a living document of your contacts for reviews and interviews. You can have one that's just a sheet that's about reviewers and review sites, and you can have a second one that's all about interview and publicity contacts. And this document, as you go to book number 2 and 3, you can refer back to it. And the next time you write a book, you're going to know exactly who the warmest market is and who not to worry with again. And you keep adding and adding. And over time, it's going to save you a lot of time and money. It's a great, great system to get in early, actually documenting those contacts. Just like if you were a salesperson going after a contact, did you make the sale? Just document who they are, what their position is, what their website is, any notes about them, contact information, number of times you contacted them, and the dates and the outcome. Fabulous way to set up a successful review and interview opportunities and make things happen that wouldn't happen if you didn't do all this planning. Again, 3 to 6 months before launch. So step number 3, set up a system to gather emails. If you are serious about your success as an author, you must build an email list. Like I said, Amazon and the other retailers do not share their customer information with you. So you have to create a system to capture that information so you can have a way to message and create a relationship with your fans. So start this as early as possible. 9 months to a year before launch would be fabulous. And again, it's not about just capturing emails. It's about creating a system then that actually becomes fairly automated and very powerful over time. Make capturing emails part of your marketing ritual and set goals for how many quality emails you can gather on a weekly basis. If you want to do it daily, just again, set a number, go after it, try to achieve it, and adjust based on what you find. This is also a place where blogging and social media can play a huge role. If you set up the system, you can start to share your content into social media and pull people into signing up for your email list. A couple of foundational tools that you're going to need, and then some strategies. So WordPress as a website has thousands of free templates. There are other places where you can set up a website. I highly recommend that you create a website that is free. It's simple, nothing fancy, but you do need the ability to blog from the website. But the simpler the design, the better. You don't need anything really involved as an author. You just need this home base. It's going to be your virtual home as a writer. And make sure that the template, if you are using WordPress or any other site, can connect with systems like MailChimp. MailChimp is the actual back end where when you go to someone's website and you click that button and you give your first name and your email address, that's where the emails are going into some kind of system like MailChimp. I say MailChimp because they do have a free version. You can create simple email newsletters there, other types of collateral that you can send to your authors, and you can tag your signups from different places where they come in and manage your lists on MailChimp, and it is free. So you'll need the website and then the system like MailChimp to capture and organize the emails and then connect back with them with content. Then you'll also need to start to think about types of content. Before you start blogging, you want to know what you're going to write about, and you're going to have to set up a schedule for being very consistent about this. So what is it that you want to achieve with the blog? So sometimes the blog can have multiple goals. For example, building your voice, building your social proof, building your brand, and capturing emails. So what are the most important, the top three goals for your blog, and how can you write content that will help you achieve those goals? And it's very daunting to think about writing a blog, but I'm saying with a great image, a very large image posted as part of your blog post and 250 words, if you could do that once a week or twice a month, you will start to see in 6 to 9 months that you are building an audience. It'll feel like you're talking to no one in the beginning, but if you do create interesting and colorful content and then you share it through your social channels, you will start to see people following you. So it becomes a great way over time to capture emails. Another strategy is to create exclusive or early access or a free giveaway that readers can download by providing their first name and their email address. This is often called in marketing a lead magnet. And a great idea of a lead magnet might be giving away a free chapter or a short story, access to a Facebook group that's private. If you're a nonfiction writer, you could have some type of downloadable tip sheet or resource sheet that is about the subject you write about. I'm actually offering a lead magnet during this webinar, so That URL that I gave you at the beginning of the webinar is actually an example of a lead magnet. We use lead pages at Bublish as one of our tools. We do also have WordPress and MailChimp. Canva we use to create downloadable sheets. So the downloadable lead magnet that I created for this, the author launch audit, was created for free on Canva. So there's tons of tools out there to help you. So those are two great strategies, blogging, and the lead magnet. Also your ebook. So as you're creating the format for your ebook, a really powerful way to capture emails is to just put links in the back of your ebook. So the About the Author page can say, either it can draw you in by saying, get the first chapter of my upcoming book, or sign up for my newsletter for discounts and details about my writing life. Whatever you want to do to tease them, you can put this hyperlink in the back matter of your ebook, and it's a really powerful tool to draw readers in to giving you their email and their first name. So again, it's once you have this infrastructure in place and you're blogging and you're creating content and you've got the MailChimp or some other system on the back end to help you capture the emails, then you can really start to use your social channels to share your blog, share your freebies, draw interested readers from social engagements into this longer-term fan relationship when they sign up for your email list. At Bublish, we recommend also that authors pin a post to the top of their Facebook and Twitter streams. So that might be the link to the newsletter sign up or the lead magnet, so that every time someone visits your profile on Facebook or Twitter, they have the opportunity to somehow sign up for your newsletter. And you can Google that. It's really easy to pin a post. You can change them, refresh them for different seasons or events. They're very easy to create and post. And it's just one other place that you can capture emails. And just to know, you'll be getting better and better at getting people to sign up for your email as you go along. So don't feel like, oh my God, this is overwhelming, I can't handle all this. Just put the infrastructure in place, get the website, start a simple blog, commit to what you can handle on blogging, make sure MailChimp or some other system to capture those emails and organize them on the back end. And that's where you can create content like a newsletter, and it's very easy to do. So when you have that infrastructure in place, just start doing it, because if you put this in place early on in your career, you're going to capture the emails, which is the crucial customer data that you need, and that's going to lead to return sales. So when you start book number two, you're not starting from scratch. So think again, this is not just a short-term play. This is the longer term, how you build a publishing dynasty, how you really build a publishing success story as a self-publisher by putting these systems and this infrastructure in place early on before you launch your first book, if possible. So step four, create a professional product. So it sounds so simple, right? Of course I'm going to create a professional product, but again, all too often, I love my baby syndrome, and I don't mean to harp on this, but this is where you need to step back from the emotions, and you need to realize that readers are looking for a great product. They do not view your book in an emotional term. They are looking for a great reading experience, and you probably have less than 10 seconds to get a reader to make a decision about whether your book is worth their time and attention. And I'm talking just to get them to sample it. So starting with your cover, if your cover looks unprofessional, you have lost sales. Do not fool yourself. There is nothing more important than investing in a cover that is not only well designed in general with key elements, but well designed again based on the research that you did in your genre and about your audience. So again, all about fitting into that narrow genre, that as narrow as you can get in your category and subgenre, and having your book look enough like the others that it fits in but pops because you've really done your homework and you know how to make your book pop. That is important. It's a lot of work, and I can't, if you're going to invest dollars, that's one place where you really need to do it, is get a great looking cover. It sells books. There's tons of evidence to support that. So the other thing that you need to do is make sure that if you're lucky enough to get them to open that sample, say, you know, the sampling mechanism on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iBooks, and they open it, that first chapter, are they going to find typos? Are they going to find run-on sentences? Or are they going to find a gripping story that just draws them in? Your writing, again, you have a very short amount of time to prove to them that you're going to provide a great reading experience. The cover has told them, okay, this looks like a reading experience I'm interested in, the kind of book I want to explore. Then they get in there, deliver on it. Deliver to the highest expectation that you possibly can. There are lots of different types of editing. Do your research. Developmental editing, for example, is really all about that positioning of the book and structuring at the highest level on character and plot. And then you can have line and copy edits just to really make each sentence count. And then, of course, proofreading. And another thing I see a lot of problems with is version control. So working with a professional editor will help you a lot with version control because they know how to put systems in place to prevent typos that were corrected from being interjected back into the manuscript. So if you're going to spend money on your adventure into self-publishing, again, approaching this as a publisher, you're going to invest in cover design and editing. So another thing that you need to get right is the formatting. Make sure that that the layout is professional. There's no glitches. How sad is it when I see a book that is very well written, has a great cover, and then the formatting and layout is wonky? And there's a lot of different, in digital books, so many different readers out there. So really make sure that you know what you're doing or have a professional help you with the layout so that your book renders beautifully on this massive number of types of screens. And, you know, there's previewers that can show you what your book will look like. Another thing is to, you know, send it out to a lot of people to have them look on different devices. But make sure that the layout and the formatting isn't a negative, that it doesn't take anything away from the story. And finally, we looked at metadata with the one book. This is actually the same metadata. On the back end, when you're putting your book up on the different sites and you are getting an ISBN, which I highly recommend that people get an ISBN simply because it's a record for the entire infrastructure of publishing. A lot of people disagree with me on that, but if you ever want your book to go into libraries and bookstores, and especially libraries are really starting to open up to independent authors, you need to have a number associated with your book and proper metadata so that your book can be discovered in these massive computer systems. And not only should the metadata be accurate about the title and the way your name is and all the kind of straightforward pieces, but also translating the reading experience into the proper metadata with a strong synopsis, with a strong categories, subgenres, BISAC codes, all of that. So there's a lot to learn about that. And most searches, even word of mouth that start in the real world end up with a computer search. So make sure that on the back end you've created professional metadata, the data fields about your book. Anytime you're filling out forms about your book, you're creating metadata. Make sure there's consistency and professionalism there, because that leads to great discoverability. So step number five, form a marketing support team. Do not go it alone. This can be a group of friends, family, some fellow authors that you've maybe met in your genre. It can be a paid professional publicist or marketing service. It can also be just fans. And these people commit to regularly sharing your news, your blogs, your press releases, the content you create for the world to tell them about your book. And this is especially important in the beginning when you're trying to generate initial interest and awareness and you don't yet have a lot of word of mouth recommendations or social proof. There are some services that can help with this, but two that come to mind are Thunderclap, Books Go Social. They're two excellent services that you can pay for to get more exposure. But really what you want to do is find some people who have larger networks than you do and cooperatively say, I'll share your stuff if you share mine. And that can get your work in front of a larger group of targeted readers more quickly. So if you're starting with friends and family, I think what's really important is to make sure that you clearly define the duties and expectations that you have for them. I'm a big fan, as you could hear from earlier slides, of creating Google Docs with the information that is shared. So this Google Doc, other people can contribute to, but you can make that the place where they can go for important links, for information, for dates. And it's a great way to keep everyone organized. We use this tool at Bublish all the time. It's simple. So as with all of the goals that I have mentioned, be specific about your content calendar, about your campaign calendar. Assign topics and dates for your blog posts. Choose a couple of social channels to start with, maybe Facebook and Twitter or Pinterest and Facebook. Just one or two, get your feet wet, understand what you're doing, but again, don't wing it. If you're going to approach this, do it in a way that, again, you tell yourself exactly when the deadlines is, what you're going to post, and you're going to have a mix of things that you want to post, blogs, photos are amazing, a blog post with a photo, book bubbles on Bublish are a really popular way to create, to share a micro browsing experience on social media. You can do quotes from your book or quotes from authors who inspire you, make them into pieces of art. You can share reviews, you can share your interviews, all kinds of things. Be creative. There's some other ideas of authors who have created music and playlists around their characters or put together wardrobes, especially if they're from history and taken pictures of those. And if you've done your research and you've really looked at the authors in your category, you might get some great ideas from them about the type of social content that they are sharing. So again, it's most important that you have a plan that starts well in advance. And again, as early as you can create this system as a self-publisher, that you have a content calendar and a campaign calendar, and you know the big events that are going to occur for your book. For example, two-thirds of books, all books, are sold for the holiday season. So you're going to want to have a plan to take advantage of that way in advance. And the best way to do that is map out at least 3 to 6 months ahead of time. But if you can do a whole year, the farther out that you can schedule, the more successful you'll be. But the most important thing at the start is to just set up this discipline as part of your publishing journey, and it will set you up for success. So here's a quick look again at the 6 crucial steps to take before you launch your book. And it is a lot of work to be an author. It is even more work to be your own publisher. But the opportunities for those who master these skills of having great craft and also working very hard on the business side of being their own publisher, they have tremendous benefits and they have the ability to be extremely successful. The world really is your oyster as long as you work really hard on both the craft and the business side of being a self-published author. And again, the key here is to have a plan, to commit to measurable goals around each of these steps, even if they're small at first, and to start your indie publishing journey with this solid foundation of having this infrastructure in place. If you follow these steps and create a detailed roadmap well before you launch your book, you're going to have a much more higher chance of success. So that's what it's all about in setting up these six, of following these six crucial steps. So thank you so much for listening. If you're watching this live, like I said, you can jump over to Twitter now, at publishme, follow us, and ask us your questions using the hashtag IAF16. So #IAF16 is how you can make sure that we see your question and we'll answer it on Publish. And if you're watching this tape later on, you can still use that hashtag and follow us and ask us questions. We're always on there answering questions, so we're happy to answer. We also have a webinar series if you want to sign up for, where we bring in thought leaders all the time to help authors with the business and marketing side of being a self-publisher. So we'd love you to come check us out at publish.com. And one last thing, as I've mentioned, the team at Publish created a 20-minute book launch audit for you. We have gotten some great feedback on this from authors. So we hope you'll take the audit and find out what you do know and what you don't know so that you can be prepared for a successful book launch and a successful career as a self-publisher. I promise you it is worth the 20 minutes. So you'll see also exactly how a lead magnet works, because this is a lead magnet, guys. So take a moment to write down the URL. Visit the URL, and when you're signing up, kind of check out how a lead magnet works with lead pages. So here is to your success, guys, and I'll see you over on Twitter. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to another great session brought to you by the Indie Author Fringe and the Alliance of Independent Authors, Ally. You can find out more about both by visiting Ally's Self-Publishing Advice Center, www.selfpublishingadvice.org. Now, go write and publish.